Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Whether you're just wrapping up the night shift or on your way to start the day, we got what you need.
Welcome to the morning shift.
It's the most mid-team in history.
A whole new way to start your day with nationally televised reporter Tiffany Blackman.
Any pizza for me can be a personal.
Can't wait.
Former Falcons and Alabama offensive lineman Mike Johnson.
I've had my butt chewed by Nick Saban a few times.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
And Atlanta sports radio guru Bo Morgan.
You know who I am? I'm Squid Bill.
You tell him I'm coming! And hell's coming with me, you hear?
It's a new experience.
And a new take on a sports morning show.
The morning shift is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Good morning. Not really asking it as a question. But good morning, everybody. It is Friday, and this is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, Bo, and Tiff here with you. We are live in the Kia Studios. This hour brought to you by by Morgan & Morgan. Injured hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm.
Do they cover emotional injuries?
Are you
or distress caused by
under duress right
sports
now?
Fandom? Do they cover that? I'm just curious. I can call them. We've got the same last name. They'll probably talk
to
me.
Let's go. Round one's done.
Morgan and Morgan and Morgan.
Nope.
Yeah. We need to. I'll be the third Morgan.
No one's jumping on. On board with me on this
Look,
Friday.
Look, I appreciate your positivity.
Do we need
and energy
Dylan?
This morning?
Happy Friday. No, Dylan. No, no, Dylan. Happy Friday.
Okay. No. Okay. Dylan's playing hooky.
Well, I'm sure you guys.
He did Man on the Street yesterday before. Before the draft. Did he do it after? Because that would be the one to hear.
Dylan's in Detroit.
Yeah, I think he did, actually.
I'm sure you all were glued to the TV last night, glued to your phones, whatever it is. You see what the Falcons were going to do with that eighth overall pick of the draft. And I don't know if a lot of you had this on your bingo boards, but they did select quarterback Washington Michael Penix Jr. with that eighth overall pick.
You guys ever been to a rodeo?
I have.
And you know how, like...
In Louisiana. Don't look at me like that.
You know how...
was not expecting that answer.
I know about Zydeco and, you know...
The crowd's cheering. And all riding, you know... Day-Day Lewis. And boom, Day-Day comes out of the gate on the horse or the bull, whichever.
Yeah, the bell rings.
And then the next thing you know, Day-Day, like, gets turned upside down on his head. And the crowd goes... Well, that's what Mercedes-Benz Stadium did last night. Yeah. Day-Day, if I'm wrong, you can come in here and slap me. Because we were in the Maybach Terrace, which is actually pretty cool, by the way. Really cool Thanks. Place.
You were at Mercedes-Benz last night with Mike Conti, with Wes Archer,
Dave Archer. Yeah, we did the draft show.
The great
Hall of Famer Miller Pope Engineering, and so there's the rail. I'm next to the railing where I was sitting, and fans had lined up because we had a TV in there and. You know, we had the speaker on, so they're listening to the guys and us on the broadcast. And my boy Anthony from Status Truck and Trailer came over and was hanging out. And we're like, everybody, just all this anticipation and just curiosity and everybody, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And who's still left? And all these things. Every defensive player is on the board at this point. In fact, you could have picked it like 16 and had every defensive player on the board, but that's neither here nor there. And then, the pick happens, and it was just like the energy was sucked out of the room. And this gentleman comes over with his wife, probably in his mid-50s, I would say. And if he's, you know, if he's listening and he's younger, well, sorry, man, you make an angry face. It makes you look older. And he just starts screaming at me. Now, I don't think he was yelling at me, but I think he was yelling so I could hear him. But the vitriol and the anger on his face, and I was like, well, I just looked down. I'm like, I didn't make the pick, and I don't know what to tell you. I cannot comfort you right now. And that's my biggest problem is I like to come in here and be sometimes a lot of times a voice of reason
we're
and comfort
a positive
you.
Positive morning show.
But I don't know what to tell you right now because I have been hard against doing a move like this.
Well,
and I can't sit here and say, well, because the Falcons did it, I love it.
I know you can't.
Because I don't.
What are your thoughts, Mike?
So Mike Conte asked me to do an instant reaction video last night, and I was like, you know, phone ready. I poured a glass of brown water, a little Angels in me, a little finished dry. I'm like, you know, I this thing on the rocks, I'm going to sip a little bit. I'm in my slippers, just got done walking the dog.
Must have been
asleep.
Nice.
And I'm looking at the TV, and all of a sudden, before the TV can get it out, it starts obviously, you know, crawling across everybody's phones, and Twitter's got it and everything else. And I'm like, no way. No way. Turn the phone on. As soon as Roger Goodell starts heading towards stage, I turned the phone around, the camera around, I started recording. And I said, don't do it, Roger. Don't do it to me. And he says, the Falcons select Michael Penix at 8. And I was dumbfounded. Like, I was speechless, Tiff. Like, I still don't have a great reaction to it. I don't agree with it. I don't love it. I know there's a plan, and we'll hear from all these people throughout the day about what that plan is. I just have a lot of questions, as do I think the rest of the Falcons fan base.
And I'll tell you what I was doing, starting my bedtime routine. I was thinking, I'm going to stay up. I'm going to stay up. And then once, I think 7:50 hit, you know, my eyes started to close there for a minute. And I watched the first couple picks. And I guess I felt pretty safe at that point to think, okay, they're probably going to take a defensive player.
Yeah.
So I almost felt comfortable. I felt comfortable enough to get in my bed. I turned off the TV.
You got the mud on the face, the mask over the eyes.
I brought my phone with me. I said, you know what? It's going to be fine. And then something told me, you know what? Just because I was struggling, I said, just roll over and look at your phone. And then I had a couple of texts from people that know not to text me after 8 o'clock. And then I saw the group chat. I saw a number of missed messages, and I looked. And then I said, you know what? I'm just going to go to the internet. And I did. And I was surprised, just as the rest of you were, that they did select a quarterback. I know, as you said, Mike.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We will get to probably learn a lot more throughout this week, maybe throughout the day, about why they chose Michael Penix. I can also tell you we will have some great insight on who Michael Penix is and who the Falcons are getting as a quarterback, because Kalen DeBoer, kudos to Mike Johnson here, he will be joining us on the show, the new Alabama head coach and also former Washington coach. He will be joining us, so we'll find out some great insight on who Michael Penix Jr. is. We also have Albert Breer from Sports Illustrated joining us as well, and he'll hopefully be able to navigate us through the pick and the reason behind it. So we've got a lot to get to today, but that is what's coming up in our later hours on the morning shift.
Yeah, Dave Archer will stop by at 7:20 as well and just talk about, you know, playing the position and what he's seen from Penix and that. And that, and because Penix is a guy, if you want to talk about the player real quick and not our reaction.
I think that's very important.
That is extremely important.
Brock Heward, we talked to Brock Heward on Wednesday, and Brock Heward is a respected college football analyst. He's a Washington alum. He played quarterback. He also works in Seattle. And he said something to Mike and I and Tiff, and he said he's the best pure passer the University of Washington has ever seen. And I said, Brock,
it's him and Warren Moon.
I said, Brock, that's saying something. You guys had Brunell and both you and your brother, and I named another quarterback. He goes,
Jake Locker.
He goes, you forgot Warren Moon and Jake Locker and Marcus Tuiosa-Sopo, and starts naming them all. And he put him, this is a guy that played the position and played with Peyton Manning, by the way, in the NFL, and said that he's the best pure passer. So the player is something. And look, he was injured at Indiana pretty much every season he played there. But he was also a guy that would look to scramble, I think, first. And I even asked Brock, I said, you know, he kind of reinvented himself once he went to Washington, and he did. But he played 28 games there. I don't think he missed a game at Washington. And he'll fit in this system. If that system is still in place in 3 years when he's the start, or 4 years when he's the starting quarterback. And that is what bothers me. I just don't understand making a move for the future when you have to win today.
And that's where I'm at, is that I still have so many questions, because I'm playing it all out in my head and I'm thinking, how lucky was Minnesota that Atlanta didn't target J.J. McCarthy? Like, he just still, like, they didn't have to move, and he fell right into their lap. That you could have easily made the argument that maybe if Atlanta wanted a quarterback, J.J. McCarthy would have been there at 8, and everybody in the world, it seemed like, had J.J. McCarthy going top 5 and Michael Penix, like, at 20.
Yeah, well, and they move up to 10, but only to there was this one spot,
right,
which cost them hardly anything.
It fell in their lap. They were almost like, oh, my God, like, that worked out for us. I have a number of questions moving forward, but my overall point is this. Michael Penix is a great player and probably will be a great player in the NFL, but you drafted a guy at 8 overall last night that you are hoping and praying won't play until 2026. And when you kind of quantify it in that way with all the holes you feel like you had defensively, man, and it's not like there's a ton of cap room to be able to go around and say, well, let's sign this guy. Like, you're pretty locked in because of the money you have wrapped up in the quarterback position.
Along the lines, too, of just talking about who he is as a player. I did have a Washington game. I'm going to pull up some of my notes. And even though it stems from a few seasons ago, it still very much applies to the player that we saw play this season and the past season. He's a really solid dude, and I can give you some insight into at least what his coaches thought of him back then, even when Kalen DeBoer was there.
From Coach DeBoer last night when I texted him. He literally texted back and said, you guys got a great player. I'll talk to you in the morning. And I was like,
well, look, I think that's what baffles me, and I think a lot of the fans, is the fact that the way the draft played out, it played out in your hands. It played for a team that needed defense, And that wanted, you know, wanted the opportunity to get the best overall defensive player. I mean, you look at it, and the draft started at 4 when Marvin Harrison was taken. Then the Chargers take Joe Alt. I was a little confused why they didn't take Malik Nabers. And at that point, you're the surprise. The Chargers are, and then J.C. Latham We knew the Titans were going offensive tackle. They take Latham a lot earlier than a lot of people thought he might go.
Dude, Latham started 8 career games at Alabama.
You've got your pick between Odunze, Latu, Byron Murphy, Dallas Turner, Verse, Chop, Quinyon Mitchell, Terrion Arnold.
Any defensive player in the draft.
Any. In fact, the wildest thing, I think, the second wildest thing about last night's draft, because the wildest thing is Michael Penix going at 8 to the Falcons. Not maybe where,
wildest
but the who.
In years.
But the second wildest thing is you didn't have a defensive player taken until Indianapolis. I mean, I don't know, man.
Well, hopefully we'll get you some answers when we come back. Hopefully we'll hear from you when we come back. We want to get your thoughts on the Falcons draft and selecting Michael Penix Jr. with that 8th overall pick. You can call us at 404-726-0929. We'll take your calls throughout the show. We want your reaction. So stay with us here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Now. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.